Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The evening in Israel brings mild temperatures with clear skies across Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze, a pleasant night for those venturing out. Here are today's headlines. First, President Herzog calls for the implementation of the Trump plan and disarmament of Hamas. This came during the state memorial ceremony for Operation Protective Edge victims, as reported by Israel Hayom earlier this hour. Also, CENTCOM Chief Cooper is set to visit IDF Chief of Staff to solidify the Lebanon ceasefire and oversee IDF withdrawal. This from the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Also this hour, the Netanyahu-Trump alliance appears to be reaching a breaking point. Details from the Jerusalem Post earlier in the afternoon. Separately, a Massachusetts principal has apologized for a lesson on Jew hatred that left students feeling unseen. JNS reported this in the past hour. And finally, protests in Albania against Jared Kushner's resort project have turned anti-Semitic, as reported by JTA earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Adam Louis Klein posted just minutes ago, discussing the complexity of anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism rhetoric and their impact on society. Iris, a social media commentator, announced that Israel's Foreign Minister Saar plans to propose a resolution recognizing the Armenian genocide amid tensions with Turkey. Ruthie Blum shared a video earlier today emphasizing that Israel's current biggest concern isn't Iran, but rather its relationship with Washington. Now for more on those stories, starting with President Herzog's remarks. He emphasized that implementing the Trump plan and disarming Hamas are crucial steps for peace. This statement comes amidst ongoing tensions and security challenges. The implications for regional diplomacy could be significant, aiming for long-term stability. Turning to the visit by CENTCOM Chief Cooper, his discussion with the IDF is crucial to ensuring the Lebanon ceasefire holds. The visit highlights ongoing concerns about Hezbollah's influence. Maintaining this ceasefire is vital for regional security and civilian safety. Meanwhile, the Netanyahu-Trump alliance seems strained. The long-standing political bond between the two leaders faces challenges, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. This could shift Israel's diplomatic strategies, especially with the United States. In Massachusetts, a principal apologized for a poorly received lesson on Jew hatred. Parents argued it lacked moral clarity, according to JNS. This incident underscores the importance of sensitive educational approaches to historical events. Finally, in Albania, protests against Jared Kushner's resort project have taken an anti-Semitic turn. This is surprising given Albania's history of protecting Jews during the Holocaust. Such protests could strain Albania's political dynamics and its relationship with Israel. On the economic front, first, a new fund led by a former CIA chief and a ministerial advisor will invest in security startups. Stratos Ventures, as reported by Globes, has already secured significant financial backing to support innovation in the sector. Separately, the Glanor Group is expanding its operations. According to Israel Hayom Business, the company sees a future in assets adaptable to user needs, marking a shift in infrastructure and entrepreneurship. And finally, the High Court has halted the appointment of Nati Cohen as head of the National Digital Administration. Walla Business noted this development follows a petition from women's organizations reflecting ongoing gender equality battles in the public sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.